Welcome to Holy Trinity, Headington Quarry. My name is Laura Byron-Scott and I'm the vicar here. And I'm joined remotely by our associate priest, Rob Gilbert, who will be preaching today. We are delighted to broadcast this service in collaboration with Radio Charwell, our local hospital radio station, following in the footsteps of our most famous parishioner, C.S. Lewis, who used radio broadcasting to communicate the Christian faith beyond the walls of the church. Our hope is that through these audio services, all listening in can draw strength, comfort, and peace at a time of so much fear and uncertainty. Today marks the beginning of Christian Aid Week, and the sermon and prayers will draw attention to the work of Christian Aid. Like many church activities at the moment, Christian Aid Week is being done differently and digitally this year. As we worship together this morning as a dispersed community, we remember and acknowledge that we are neighbours near and far who are going through this coronavirus pandemic together. May our shared experience unite us in praise and prayer as one human family, separate but together, in the home that is God's world. If you would like to join in the words of the service, you can find an order of service on our website, www.hthq.uk, under Online Services. You can also find a link to our Just Giving page, which enables you to make a donation to support the work of Christian Aid. Please do give generously if you can. We begin with the hymn, The Church's One Foundation.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Spirit of the Lord fills the world and knows our every word and deed. Let us then open ourselves to the Lord and confess our sins in penitence and faith. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive you your sins. Open your eyes to God's truth, strengthen you to do God's will, and give you the joy of God's kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Risen Christ, your wounds declare your love for the world and the wonder of your risen life. Give us compassion and courage to risk ourselves for those we serve, to the glory of God the Father. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. But filled with the Holy Spirit, Stephen gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears and with a loud shout, all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he died. This is the word of the Lord. We sing or listen to our next hymn, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord.
Come on. Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Alleluia. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me, that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. These days our dwelling places have taken on a new significance and meaning. We are, many of us, confined largely or wholly to our homes because they are considered the places we are safe and in which we protect the safety of others. And indeed, for some not only is this true, but the experience of safety, of quiet, of privacy and freedom within our homes, in the places where we dwell, is a good and welcome change from busier ways of life and is enjoyable. Some people are now, in particular, starting to worry more about the stress and difficulty of having to return to work rather than the pressures of lockdown. But as we all know, this is not the case for us all. For some of us, the inability to be with people we feel most at home with is a real source of suffering and anxiety. Some of us have been taken from our homes into hospital. Some of us have gone to live away from our families to protect them while we work in hospitals or care homes. And for some of us, for some of our neighbours and friends, our home has become a source of danger. If we are living in a care home, then there is a fear of infection. Or if we are living with someone who is violent towards us or mistreats us in some other way, there is a physical, mental, and emotional risk to our being at home, and the fear and danger is the greater because we cannot leave our homes for reasons we normally would. So hearing Jesus speak about dwelling places means something more to all of us now, though in different ways for each person. The questions, where is our real home? Where do we call home? Where do we want to dwell? Are especially forceful ones. The well-known story of Daniel in the lion's den begins with him and his fellow Hebrew exiles far from home in Babylon. But Daniel wants to connect with his home. And the way he can do this is to go into the upper room of his house, because it has windows open towards Jerusalem, and get down on his knees and pray to his God. Of course, Daniel does this because he associates God's presence especially with Jerusalem. But Daniel is also demonstrating, and maybe discovering for himself, that we can be at home with God anywhere. Daniel cannot worship in Jerusalem, but he can worship God within himself, from his upper room. I want to suggest that Daniel is showing us how prayer helps us to make a home for ourselves, wherever we are. Prayer, in a sense, brings us back to ourselves, as we reflect on and talk to God about our deepest concerns, our most treasured hopes, the people we love best or are at odds with. We are remembering to ourselves what really matters to us when we pray. So prayer is about being at home with God and with others. At home with God because, like Moses, we are talking to God as one talks to a friend. Like Stephen in our first reading, able to make ourselves at home with God wherever we are and in whatever situation. At home with others because, like Daniel, we are able to remember the people and places we care for most, or which are most significant in our lives. These days we are worshipping in and from our physical homes, and we cannot go to church as we normally might, or meet our friends as we normally would. But the prayers we make from our homes while others are praying, and that we make for other people, link us together so that we are with each other, at home. And they bring God in a new way into our homes and our daily lives. This was the experience of Jesus' disciples. They were confused by what he said about preparing dwelling places for them. How could they get there if they didn't know the way? And how could they be sure Jesus was to be trusted in what he was saying, unless they were allowed to see God for themselves? But Jesus says, "If you know me, if you are at home with me, then you know and are at home with God. If you pray with me," and he had taught his disciples to pray in a way we still do every day, "then," he says, "you are at home with God. You know this already," he says, "and what you do in my name, I do with you." If, when we pray, we are making ourselves at home with God and with Jesus and with each other, I want to suggest we are also making ourselves a new kind of home in the world. We are situating ourselves in life in a new way, making sense of our place in the world. In a situation in which our homes have become places of confinement, or places we miss, or places in which we are in danger, it's worth asking what our real home is, where we are most at home. We realize the freedom that we have in prayer, even if our physical location is constrained. And we remember that the loving prayers we make far from the ones we love unite us with them, but also prayers we make for people we do not know personally, but who are in trouble or danger or suffering from hunger or sickness, or in any other kind of need. In her address to the nation on Friday evening, Her Majesty the Queen said exactly this. She said of our current situation, "But our streets are not empty. They are filled with the love and the care that we have for each other." And our prayers are explicitly examples of that care and love which fill our hearts because we are praying in our homes, in hospital, in care homes. Our prayers are explicitly ways in which we are redefining the nature of our common home in this time of crisis, in which we are making a new home for ourselves to dwell in, individually and collectively. The theme chosen for Christian Aid Week, which starts today, again says the same thing. Love never fails. Coronavirus impacts all of us, but love unites us all. The way in which Christian Aid collaborates with partner organisations is then an explicit way of working out what it means practically to say that our prayers put us at home with God and with each other and define our home in the world, where and how we dwell here. Christian Aid seeks to give a home or the wherewithal to make a better or easier home to people in desperate need, irrespective of their own religious tradition. Christian Aid works with people in desperate need, but on their terms, in their homeland, with their organisations and systems. It partners in friendship with local projects and charities and facilitates successful delivery of improved agriculture, water supplies, education, healthcare. Christian Aid works to enable better dwelling places with safety and opportunity for communities and individuals whose home in this world is precarious or dangerous or just very, very hard and difficult. Christian Aid and organisations like it extend the love and care which fill our streets to people far away whose needs are urgent but which can be met. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. We multiply those dwelling places for ourselves when we pray in love with and for others, and when out of our loving prayers we act for the good of others. We make ourselves at home with Jesus and with God. We make ourselves better at home with each other. We define where and how we dwell in the world in a new way. And we extend the hand of friendship in loving actions that come out of our prayers to enable others to dwell more easily on the earth. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. Let us pray. God, our refuge, we come to you with open hands, some of us with hearts full of questions, some of us bruised by bereavement, some of us fearful of what the future holds, all of us stunned by the events of this year. Draw close to us now in each of our homes or hospital beds as we place our honest questions and hopes into your open, resurrected, yet scarred hands. Lord, hear us. Hear the cry of our hearts, Lord, silent and aloud, for bereaved neighbours near and far. Comfort those pained by being absent, and hold close those who are hurting alone. We pray especially for all suffering from coronavirus infection. In this season of Easter, renew us with resurrection hope that while weeping lingers in this night, joy will come with the morning. Lord, hear us. On this Christian Aid Week Sunday, we pray for and with communities across the world who are most vulnerable to coronavirus. We pray for people living in refugee camps and city slums with limited sanitation facilities, who are unable to wash their hands regularly and have little opportunity to isolate from others. We pray for Christian Aid partners working to provide soap and buckets, communicating clear, accurate information, raising the voices of the most vulnerable, and ensuring they are kept as safe as possible. Lord, hear us. We pray for wisdom and resources for all those in local and national authority, praying especially for our Queen, our Prime Minister and Leader of the Opposition, our MP, and all in local government, for religious leaders of all faiths, especially Justin, our Archbishop, Stephen, our Bishop, and Jonathan, our new Archdeacon. Grant them courage, vision, and wisdom. And we pray for all frontline and key workers here in Britain, Ireland, and across the world. We give thanks for their care, their courage, their compassion, and we pray for their safety. Lord, hear us. We pray for our own needs and the needs of those closest to us. We acknowledge the pain of being separated from family and friends. We ask for grace and comfort to face the coming week, whatever it may bring. Lord, hear us. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. I will come again and will take you to myself." We pray for all who have died, especially those who have died from coronavirus infection. Help us to have faith in your promise of eternal life and to entrust all those we love and see no more into your care and mercy. Lord, hear us. In fellowship with Mary, the Mother of our Lord, and all the saints, we commend ourselves and the whole of creation to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the risen Christ be always with you. We sing or listen to our next hymn, "Be Thou My Vision." be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest, and make yourself known in the breaking of bread. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation. In your love you made us for yourself. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son. You embraced us as your children and welcomed us to sit and eat with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened his arms of love upon the cross and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin. On the night he was betrayed, at supper with his friends, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His body is the bread of life. At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His blood is shed for all. As we proclaim his death and celebrate his rising in glory, send your Holy Spirit that this bread and this wine may be to us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us one in Christ our risen Lord. With your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise, and lift our voice to join the eternal song of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life, grant us to walk in his way, to rejoice in his truth, and to share his risen life, who is alive and reigns now and forever. We sing or listen to our final hymn, Let Us Build a House.
Let us build a house where love can dwell and all can safely live. A place where saints and children tell how hearts learn to forgive. Built of hopes and dreams and visions, rock of faith and vault of grace. Here the love of Christ shall end divisions. All are welcome, all are welcome, all are welcome in this place.
Let us build a house where prophets speak and words are strong.
God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Sunday Service.
Radio Charwell.